Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Credit Pie, we're going to start with, you know, Landini, we've given a lot of grief to the team's alumni over the years, just, you know, for not getting it done when the owner was terrible and there was just this terrible collection of leadership and front office evaluators and all these things. It was really the alumni holding them back throughout that process. But now we've reached a place where there's new ownership, there's new everything. And Brian Mitchell deserves some credit because I saw him last night at, I don't know, when did you leave, B? About 12:30?
Something like that.
And he was unsure that he was even going to be able to get on his flight this morning because of just some travel confusion. I kind of thought you would go back to the hotel and crash because you were supposed to be at the airport at 5:30 or whatever.
I went back to the hotel.
You stopped at the bar on the way home, and B-Mitch is in studio after having to go to the airport and deal with standby, and the damn airport in Cincinnati feels like it's an hour away. Like,
well,
it's
the airport is not in Cincinnati. Kentucky. It's in Kentucky.
Yeah. So shout out to B for grinding this morning, grinding all the way back to D.C. only to fly to Arizona tomorrow.
Yeah.
B-Mitch gets some credit, all right? I'm still here. I'm flying to Arizona from here. I have a layover in Houston. Everyone pray for me. B, do you want to start with a credit pie here, dude?
You start.
Whew, it's a complicated one. It's going to be all offense. I'll tell you the truth.
Yeah. Well, you know what? One thing I'll get, defense held them to some field goals. And if they didn't hold them to those field goals, we have problems.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So, I'll
give them a little percentage.
Okay. Well, you can do that when it's your turn. I'm giving at least half to Jaden, right? Like, mm-hmm. I mean, Jaden specifically individually played such a damn near flawless game that you've got to just give that young man major, major credit. I'll start with half and maybe adjust it. I think Terry deserves 10%.
Big time.
Terry was really good, gave them that downfield threat. I think Cliff deserves a lot of credit. A lot of, like, the analytics film bros like to knock Cliff. He doesn't care at all.
Nah.
Few people more confident on the planet than Cliff Kingsbury, I would say. I thought he called just a genius game last night. So if I'm at 50 for Jaden, 10 for Terry, 10 for Cliff, I think the O-line, man, I thought the O-line was really good last night. They weren't able to run the ball that well, but Jaden largely had pockets, was able to deal from the pocket.
Mm-hmm.
I think
Young Buck played well last night too.
Coleman?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought so. He had the one sack where he got beat to the inside, but that was late in the game against a guy that's probably playing at an all-pro level in Hendrickson. I'll give the whole O-line. I mean, listen, you put up 38 points and don't punt, you better give the offensive line some credit.
Hell yeah.
All right, so now I'm up all the way up to 80. I think Adam Peters deserves some credit. You saw some rookies really start to play and play well last night with McCaffrey. Daniels, obviously. Sennett is starting to at least show his physicality.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm up to 90. And I think, listen, I understand DQ is a defensive-minded guy, but I've said before that I think DQ, more than that, is a motivator, a uniter, kind of the ultimate vibes guy. Right, like he understands
mm-hmm.
how to put a group of people together and push them hard for a common goal.
Yes.
So I want to give DQ some credit. I mean, they're 2-1, and nobody really thought that was going to happen. The whole world didn't have them winning last night. I mean, they were 7.5-point underdogs last night and won it outright. You got to give the head coach some credit.
I don't know, man. Two people on this thing sure went for him.
You felt it. You said
three people.
It.
Actually, didn't you go with them?
I just.
What are you talking about?
I took the under.
The Commanders.
I took. Oh yeah, I took the Commanders.
I'm
saying,
yeah, Jeff did too.
Yeah. JP was the hater.
Yeah.
I was not a hater. I took the under, which was a terrible bet.
He wasn't sure.
All right. That's my credit pie. Half of it goes to Jaden, and then I'm splitting it up a bunch. Other guys that I think you could give some credit to, Eckler played fantastic early on. Certainly we hope he's okay.
Yeah.
I thought Luke was really good. I thought Ertz was quite good. Ertz had that one kind of bad penalty. Noah Brown was really good. I do think Luvu was kind of flying all over the place. And Seibert, Tress, the operation, as we came to know it last year when it was a disaster, has been quite functional this year. That is my credit pie. Are you ready for yours, Brian?
Yeah.
What do you got?
I'm going to give the defense 5% because they did hold them to field goals to give us the jump on the in the game. But then I'm going to give Jaden, I'll give him 40%. Adam Peters and Dan and Cliff all together, they'll get another, I'll give them 20%. I'll go with the offensive line, that's what, 40, 45, 65. Offensive line going to get 15. Austin Eckler is going to get, where am I right now? It's 80. Austin get 10. And then Terry gets the other 10. I think I'm right with that.
You lost me, but I think you're right, too. I think you're a very selfless person, given that defensive credit. But you're right. There was a stretch there where it was after Cincy scored their first touchdown, they had a drive where they missed a field goal, and then they only kicked two field goals to go into halftime.
Mm-hmm.
I think this thing was as simple as every time Burrow saw – Jamar Chase in one-on-one, he just went to him. And
yeah.
Washington smartly didn't do it that often, but every time it was there, they went to it. All right, let's open these phone lines up. Our guy Jupe is on the line, and we'll let him kick us off. And I look forward to a little woo. What up, Jupe?
Woo! Victory ritual, baby. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let's go, man. Hey, look, I was excited. All right, credit pie. I'm giving 20 to Eckler and Ertz. Eckler is dangerous in the kickoff return. I'm with you guys. I hope he's okay. I've got a nickname for Eckler, Ertz, B-Rob, and JD. I'm calling them the electricians, the way they keep these drives alive. I'm giving 20 to Terry. Early bleep you to all the fans that was calling in talking about trading him. We don't need to trade him. It took time. Your man was patient, and it paid off.
That was Jeff. His name was Jeff.
I'm going to give 20 to AD and Cliff, that man, Jaden Daniels, the accuracy, the efficiency. Your man had, through these three games, one turnover-worthy play. Like, I foresee him having the potential of being like a little bit of Pat Mahomes, little bit of Lamar Jackson. I see him having a game with 300 passing yards and 100 yards rushing. I'm going to give...
I'll take that.
20%. Yes, sir. I'm going to give the... where am I at? 20. I'm going to give 10% to Coleman and Sennett. They was blocking their tails off. I think it's time they need to unleash the reins on Coleman and let him be the starter and just start to finish the game. I foresee Senate, his number is going to get called very soon. I'm going to give 10% to Dan Quinn. And I'm going to tell you, at the going for the fourth downs and that timeout he called at the end of the first half when Cincy went no huddle, in my gut, I felt like if they got that playoff, it would have been a touchdown. But instead, we held them to a field goal. I'm going to give 5% to the kicker, of course. And I'm going to show some love to the defense, 5%. I'm going to say this about the defense. We can all agree that they can't stop nobody. But it's that one promo I was hearing where the guy said we can't stop them, we can just hope to contain them. If the defense at the minimum can at least just slow down offenses and hold them to field goals, that's our ticket to winning right there. Luvu, I see he needs to be our main run stopper. And Payne and Allen, man, like they got to reopen that law office. It's been on hiatus for a long time. Whatever happened in the past, let it go, man. Like, new era in Washington football era right now. Just get on that field and play some football. Play to your namesake. I have a nickname for Louisville and Sarasota. I don't think they earn it yet. Being that you're going to like this one, I was going to call them Ty and Yao. I need more of that on the field.
All right.
That's all I got for you, fellas.
Appreciate you, bro.
Thank you, buddy. Give me one more Ric Flair before you go.
Woo!
There he is. Boom. I appreciate that. All right, let's go to our guy, Jeff. Jeff Walker. Caught a little shrapnel throughout the program here, but it's your turn, buddy. You can give us a credit pie, give us your reaction. Your Ashburn syndrome is probably surging. How you feeling, bud?
Yes. First of all, bleep you, JP, because I didn't say that. I said that was the talk. Two, let's get into this credit pie. Jaden Daniels, 50%. I give him 50% because that boy went out there and made plays. We seen last night, it was one point in time when he went, when you seen him saying, let's go, let's go, let's go. They get up there, he get the first down. All I can say is, yo, we got a leader at quarterback position. Like, and everything else speaks for itself for him. The next 30%, I'm going to give it to the offensive line. What we had, it was two sacks last night, but the way they talk about Hendrickson and all of them, you would have thought that Jaden was going to be sacked more, hit more. It didn't happen last night. And as we said from week one, the offensive line did not look as bad as we thought it was going to be. And with that 30%, I have to give a special little recognition to Coleman, because Coleman was blocking his tail off last night. I'm going to give 10% to the coaches, because even to have the confidence in Jaden to allow him to be like, no, let's go for it on this fourth down, and to have the confidence for him to go out and get it, not once, but twice. Mm-hmm. Got to give that to the coaches. And then last 10% is not the least 10%. Special teams.
Yeah.
Special teams was rocking them boys.
Yeah.
Keeping because they helped the defense, because Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, they were torching us yesterday. They were torching us. And I'm glad that our special teams was able to keep them in their side of the field to start most of their possessions.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Let's get back to these phones. It's the people's hour right now. You're fired up after that win. Matt Stafford on the line after a big win over the Niners. What up, Matt?
Hey, I give 50% to the attitude of Jaden. Another 50% to the attitude of Dan Quinn. When those two pieces come together, that credit pie is glowing. And it's the whole 100% of everything, all the members of the team, the Adam Peters, everyone. And it coincides with another storyline that's going to die, is this team has an identity now, and they haven't had one since Shanahan, and maybe they had one for a second with Jay and Kirk, but now they have an identity finally, and it's Stone Cold Killers.
Thanks for the call, brother.
You feel me?
Yeah, I think Jaden is absolutely a killer. like if anybody doesn't think so, because he smiles and is easygoing and everything. Dude is an absolute dog on the football field.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Dude, if you're not recognizing that, then I don't know.
Something wrong with you?
Yeah, we're looking at something different, man. Let's hit one more call here. Phone lines are open for the whole hour. 800-636-1067. Mike is in Ashburn. Mikey, what'd you think?
What's up, boys? What's up, Washington Nation?
What's up, dude?
Really hyped with this game that we had. 45% goes to the offensive line. You know, after last year, the amount of sacks that Howell took, this is a huge upgrade, keeping our quarterback clean. 5% goes to defense with a bend but not break attitude. You know, driving down, we stopped them twice in the red zone to get those field goals. And the other 50% goes to Jalen Daniels, just for rocking that team, keeping the attitude up, keeping us poised together, and bringing us to a victory. So I just wanted to shout out to all the Redskins fans out there, Washington Nation. Like Terry said last night, we're all awake now. Let's go, boys. Let's go.
All right.
Good call right there. Thank you, brother. Yep. We'll keep the phone lines open. Squeeze one more, B, or you want me to break on time?
It's up to you.
All right. Kendall is
Triumphant
in Temple Hills.
Tuesday, baby.
Kendall is in Temple Hills.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's up, Kendall?
You were saying you saw Brian Mitchell last night. I saw him last night, too. He was wearing number 30 in that kickoff return, man. he looks just like you, brother. Wow, that was amazing. So, man, that was just a surreal game. I'm giving 35% to Jaden. Jaden, man, he doesn't even really know what he's doing right now. It can't be understated that the dude is taking care of the ball. Rookies don't take care of the ball, ever. So the fact that he's not even near a turnover, it's just flat out amazing. So I'm giving him 35%. I'm going to give the offense 25%. And when I say the offense, I'm saying everybody. I'm saying the O-line. I'm saying
everybody.
All the receivers. Yeah, everybody. It was just amazing. I'm giving Cliff Kingsbury 20%. It doesn't seem to be any tendencies that he's showing. I can't figure out. I don't know what he's doing. And let me go back to Jaden real quick. Jaden has, you talked about the O-line. There were times last night that the O-line, it looked like the D-line wasn't even pressuring. And the reason why is that Jaden's mere presence changes everything about a defense. Everything. I'm going to give 15% to Dan Quinn because, like you said, JP, he is really he is a team guy, man. He motivates, and you can tell that they are buying his philosophy. And then I'm going to give 5% to the defense because of those two stops. Defense is bad, but those two stops change things. Now, I thought that they would still continue to score, but leads change the temperature of games.
Yep.
And so the fact that we were able to keep that lead, it changed everything. So, man, that was just an unreal game, man. I'm excited for the future.
Appreciate you, Kendall.
Appreciate you,
I think everybody's excited for the damn future right now. I'm excited for the future. We're going to keep the phone lines going. Mark Rippon joins the program at 1 o'clock.
Rip.
You'll hear from Dan Quinn. You'll hear from Jaden Daniels. And there's a new video circulating that you might have to hear from. A Bengals postgame show isn't sure if Jaden Daniels is any good. Seriously. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. NFL Week 4 is here, and you can start with a chance for a big win on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. If you're new to FanDuel, you'll get started with $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Let's build a quick same-game parlay for Thursday night football game as the Cowboys take on the Giants. Boo. All right, we're going to go CeeDee Lamb over receiving yards. Dak Prescott over passing yards. Devin Singletary, I'm going to go with the under rushing yards, etc. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to make every moment more this season. FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. Hey, real quick. Left hand up. All right. We missed one in all of our credit pies. Trent Scott, big man touchdown. Hell yeah, he deserves some credit.
Yeah, we forgot about that.
Left hand up.
Trent.
That was a mistake. Hole in the game. I love that Trent Scott and Jaden Daniels are debating who should get that football. I hate to break it to the world, but Jaden Daniels is going to get that football.
hey. Trent, I've been playing 8 years. My first touchdown, dude. about 10 years, huh? Seven.
Yeah. I mean, what a play call that was,
yeah.
Dude. All right, there's a bunch of audio emerging, and we're going to play this thing this kid said that I guess works for Sports Illustrated, does a Bengals podcast. But right now I want to play something far more relevant. This is Ryan Clark, who once upon a time played for the Burgundy and Gold, does ESPN, has his own, what do we call that, a brooch that he wears? What do you call that piece of jewelry?
I don't know what the hell they call that.
I think I'm going with brooch until told otherwise. But I thought this was really good. Ryan Clark talking Jaden Daniels.
Let me show you what happens to mere mortals, right? A mere mortal, when staring down this rusher, they say, I can't throw it. I gotta run the football. I don't wanna get hit. They throw and they duck. But not this man, not Jaden Daniels, not the Heisman Trophy winner, not the man from LSU, not the new Washington Commanders commander. What does he do? He stands there. He delivers on a big time bomb. I want you to watch this. When you see a man in this position, hold this running back right here. You see this position? This is tough. Terry McLaurin, he's looking up. He's going to track the football, understanding that it's got to come down, not straight. Boom, right here, catch. Get the knee down, touchdown, and they all say amen.
Impassioned, very passionate.
Ron was passionate in that orange suit.
And a brooch.
I was wondering what he was. I was like, okay, is he pulling for the Bengals or what?
let's hit these phones. Ben is in College Park. Benny, what'd you like last night? Talk to us.
Man, guys, I'm 21 years old, and as you know, College Park, I was at Cornerstone last night, and I will tell you one thing right now. That was the most fun I've ever had watching this team play a game in my entire life, and I've watched every game since I was about 5 years old. The atmosphere in there was just unbelievable. I've never seen so many Commanders fans on this campus, which is 5 miles out of our nation's capital. That was honestly just a surreal feeling. And for them to get that win last night, after the second Terry touchdown, I mean, that was just one of the craziest things I've ever seen in my entire life. And I don't know if you guys feel the same because you've been around longer than me, but for someone my age, last night meant a lot.
I'm glad you got to enjoy that, man.
Definitely.
And yeah, you know, we've seen more, but that thing felt pretty damn special, dude, especially knowing – I mean, Brian, the most important question in football is, do you have a quarterback? And yep. The answer to that question for years and years and years and years in Washington has been no. And there have been flashes, right? Like, the Robert year was a flash. There were times where you thought you had that answer with Kirk, and Kirk would make mistakes at big moments, and the front office made mistakes in their relationship with Kirk. Maybe you go back to, I don't know, Rippon. Who's going to join us in 90 minutes or so? Like, it just, you never felt like, oh my gosh, this kid might be the answer. He might be one of, it's been so long in Washington. I would say Trent, and before Trent, maybe Taylor. Like, it's been so long in Washington where you have a true superstar, one of the top three, top five best in the league at their position type player, right? It's been so long for that, and I don't think he's there yet, but there's a reason you can honestly think Jaden might be that kind of player. And when you get that kind of player at the quarterback position, it changes everything.
Yep, you're right about that.
Oh, man. this clip is going a little bit viral right now, B. Do we know who this is? Should I credit this dude? Apparently this is Cincinnati. I want to let you hear it. Cincinnati Bengals Sports Illustrated podcast from last night. Let it rip, Lamphill.
The defense was awful. Awful. Didn't stop Jaden Daniels all night. And I like Jaden Daniels. I think he's a heck of a player. He's not that good. And the Bengals made him that good. They didn't force a punt. They didn't force a turnover. This Washington Commanders offense went up and down the field.
He's not that good, B.
I mean, the reason that they didn't stop him, fool, is because he's that good. he was that good that last night to where they couldn't do anything with him. So, yes, he's that good.
Be the best part of this video, and I'm going to drop it in the text thread, is so this is a younger-looking fella. I don't know. Maybe he's an older-looking fella. I don't know the age on this guy. But he's not the tallest dude. And there's a woman on the podcast with him, and I'm not – trying to take shots at anybody here. I don't know their names. This looks like a Bengals YouTube thing, but they're on the field. Like, this is credentialed media, and he's saying he's not that good, and the woman that's on screen with him just rolls her eyes and kind of laughs at him, like, in his face, which which is pretty damn awesome. Let me hear it one more time, Lamphill.
The defense was awful. awful. Didn't stop Jaden Daniels all night. And I like Jaden Daniels. I think he's a heck of a player. He's not that good. And the Bengals made him that good. They didn't force a punt. They didn't force a turnover. This Washington Commanders offense went up and down the field.
All right. That is checking in with how the good folks of Cincinnati are handling 0-3. That's the best answer I can give you right there. Mm-hmm. We're going to keep these phone lines hitting. Jonesy on line 8. Jonesy, what's your credit pie look like?
Hey, look here, man. I told you, my father always says best to be thought of a fool than to open up your mouth and remove all doubt. The man said he wasn't that, he's not that good. He was all that good. Yes, you got to give that boy most half of the pie. You got to give the offense 10% of the pie for keeping them clean. You got to give the defense, 2% of the pie because they never saw, from time to time the 30-yard line, which you could really do damage from, even though they did score. But they did held them to a couple of field goals. So, yeah, give them some love. You got to give the special teams some serious love. I mean, Terry, oh, my God, he's that guy. Just keep giving them the ball. You got to give him some power, too, man. Look, can't give all them percentages around because I wound up giving out 200% of the pie. And good God, Mike, you're talking about a whole nother pie.
Great call.
Yesterday, fellas, I enjoyed that. Hey, look, we're trending up. So these knuckleheads need to chill out. We're going to got to get the defense together. That's another time. I will be calling to talk about that, but not today because this is a definite victory Tuesday that we got to celebrate, and we got to work on this a little bit here. But it was a beautiful thing last night, man. That boy Jaden Daniels, he's the real deal. Enough said, man. And I'm gone.
Thanks. All right, bro. Thanks, buddy. Great call. Phone lines remain open. Mark Rippon's joining us at 1:00. Nobody go anywhere. It's a victory Tuesday. Don't worry about it. It's not a college offense after all. All right. Shout out to Daryl Owens. B, you know Daryl?
Yeah.
So Daryl is a photographer for Bowie TV and Candy and her operation. And Daryl's at most road games. I think he does still photography. Maybe he does some camera work too.
Mm-hmm.
So Nikki Jabala, early this morning, Nikki, Lord knows she never sleeps, 5 a.m., tweets out this photo that is really just incredible of Terry McLaurin catching a touchdown in the end zone, the one that sealed it last night. And the precision throw that Jaden Daniels put on that ball is just incredible. But our guy, Daryl, is in the background of this photo, just mouth agape, jaw dropped. Oh, my God, they just did that. That was funny, right?
Yeah.
Kim Martin, who used to work here, we know well. She was at the Post, now at ESPN. She's on Get Up every morning. She's fighting with Stephen A. and Greenberg and all these. Kim then took a screen grab of Daryl's reaction and tweeted it out. And this thing is now going kind of viral. B, you see the picture? I just dropped it in the text thread. It's hysterical, dude. And Daryl responded, "They caught me switching cameras, LOL. It was a hell of a catch by Terry, and I got the celebration afterwards." And he's got a great picture for Bowie TV on Terry getting lifted up by his
teammate. My Lord. That's how he looked.
I mean, how funny is that, dude? All right, we're going to let these phone lines keep hitting. Oh, boy. Everybody ready?
Let's go.
Listen, I'm going to give him as much time as he needs. If this ends up taking us to break, everybody that's on hold, you stay there, okay? And you stay there. There's a man of the cloth. There's a man of God on the line, Rev T. Hello, Reverend. How do you do?
Man, I feel good like Hollywood. In about 10 minutes, I'm about to go to Virginia ABC store, and I'm about to turn up. I'm about to turn up all the way to the hell, I'm going to work and turn the hell up, too. It's Victory Monday. And I told you, Bammers, yesterday. See, JP, B-Mitch already know when I speak, as crazy as it sounds, you got to listen. Because I told you them Bammers need to run the ball and they need to stop the run, and then they need to drop the bomb. They dropped that bomb twice on them Bamas, them Bengal Bamas. And at the end of the day, I'm going to say to the people, my pie goes to the offense. Hell to the offense. Hell to the defense. Hell to the special teams. Hell to every damn body that had believed in the Commanders right now. I keep telling y'all, why not us? Why not us? Because they are the mighty Commanders. See, they starting to identify who they are. Who they are and where they come from. JD5 is bringing Hope Alive back to the MDMV. Why not us? Why not us? Y'all know who this is. On Victory Monday, on 106.7 Fan, be Mr. Philly, the people's hype man. Hey, believe in something. Why not believe in me? Red T, let's go. Why not us? Why not us? Why not us? Believe, baby. March with me. Oh, let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Hell yeah,
it's Ram. Actually a triumphant Tuesday, just so everybody knows.
B, Rev wants us to believe him. Here's what I believe. He's definitely going to the Virginia ABC store.
I think he's already been there.
I believe that 100%.
I think he's going back because he ran out.
Thank you, Rev. I always appreciate your energy, brother. I mean that sincerely. Our guy Garefax is on the line. Hello, Garefax. What do you say?
What's up, fella?
What's up, brother?
I'm loving it. Hey, look, I want to give 5% to the offensive line. Because I tell you what, they looked like a well-oiled machine last night. I don't know if you can see it from on television. It looked so smooth. The whole operation from the guard giving the center the hand signal, it looked so smooth and professional. So 5% to the offensive line, 10% to the coaching staff, for being a competent coaching staff. They look competent on the sideline, from Dan Quinn being involved in the game, actually coaching the players during the game, running down the sideline to get a timeout. It looked like a professional organization, something we haven't seen around here in years. And look, the other 85%, I hate to give them one person so much credit, but 85% definitely goes to Jaden, Steph Curry at the Olympics this summer, Daniel. I'm telling you, the production people on TV, y'all was at the game so you didn't see it, but I'm telling you, the production people on ABC, even they got caught up in it. I've never seen so many close-up shots of one guy when he was at the line calling signals, and I'm telling you, the guy never flinched. The kid was not going to let that team lose last night, and I was texting my son, we are not this good. They aren't that good. But last night, they was good damn enough. Cincinnati was not going to win that game. Cincinnati, I think, had stats. If you look at the stats, Cincinnati played a good game. It's not like we caught them on a bad night. Cincinnati played a good game. We just played better last night, and that kid lifted guys up, and you could see those guys played above and beyond, I think, what some of them are even capable of because of him. Even the coaches. You could see Kingsbury and him in the second half, man, they got on the same page together, and there was nothing they didn't think that he could do, and they let him do it. And all those guys got behind the man. It was beautiful to see. I love it. Keep it up. You guys, love you guys, man.
All right, Ron.
Thanks, Garefax. Appreciate you, buddy. I want to check in with Professor Landini. I don't think we've given you an opportunity to share your credit pie, Professor, and last night was a hell of a game.
Last night was fantastic. My credit pie, I'm giving half to Jaden Daniels. He was fantastic, and it just seemed like every time they needed him to make a play, he did it. It was incredible. It's an incredible feeling having a quarterback that's capable of doing that after all of the nonsense we've lived through for the last, 5 years? It's just, it's weird. It's a weird feeling having a competent quarterback. I'm going to give 20% to Terry McLaurin. He made some huge catches, and I think it really opened up the offense, the ability to throw the ball deep to him. The next 20%, I'm going to split it between Cliff and the rest of the offense. I thought the play calling worked well. You had the offensive line blocking well. They were chipping in, catching touchdowns. The running game was there when it needed to be. The defense, 5%. I think they get some credit. The Bengals, Ja'Marr Chase, Joe Burrow, those are good players, and they did manage to slow him down. And then I'm going to give the last 5% to the alumni, specifically B-Mitch and Santana. They were there. Clearly, they motivated Terry to he was catching passes like Santana, and Eckler was returning kicks like B-Mitch.
I think you nailed it. I think you nailed it, sir. We're going to keep the phone lines open. We got to play some of this Dan Quinn. We got to get more specifically into what worked. And we do have to talk about this defense at some point. The defense is a problem. Nobody go anywhere. B. Mitch and Finley.